There are three zip codes in the city of Buffalo that have children testing positive for lead in their bloodstream at high rates, over 40%, with areas like the Buffalo-Cheektowaga border raising large concern for public officials like Assemblyman Sean Ryan.
There's no safe level of lead in your bloodstream. So to see areas where we have 40% tested, that's a public health crisis, and it's highly disturbing. Lead poisoning is a silent epidemic.
In the past, it was believed you could live safely with a certain amount of lead in your bloodstream without consequence. New York currently has the actionable level of lead in your blood at 10 micrograms per deciliter. Ryan says the state is behind the ball on this issue.
The Center for Disease Control has been down to 5 for years. New York is far behind. So we need to bring that level down, and that will allow public health services to kick in for the child and the family once you get to that 5.
The good news regarding this issue, says Partnership for the Public Good Executive Director Sam McGovern, is great progress has been made in the past when government has taken action.
As we started removing lead from gasoline, from paint, from children's toys and other sources, and as the government began funding lead remediation programs, that median blood level dropped to 1 microgram. So we went all the way from 15 to 1 in this country when we started taking lead seriously.
McGovern says in 2017 alone, 466 children in Erie County tested with levels between 5 and 9 micrograms.
Each year, Partnership for the Public Good's 275 member organizations vote on their top policy priorities for the coming year. And in the last 2 years, they have identified lead poisoning prevention as one of their highest priorities.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.